Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. Grace and peace to you. Thank you for tuning in today to the Deeper Daily Podcast. I had a change of heart after I stopped yesterday's podcast. I'm in the book of Acts, the 26th chapter, the 6th verse, where Paul says to King Agrippa, "I stand and am judged for the hope of the promise made by God to our fathers. And I told you that the earliest form of that promise was Genesis 3:15, the seed of the woman would wound the head of the serpent. And I said, you know, I've thought about going back through the promises and talking about them, but I'm going to leave that up to you. And then when I stopped, I got to looking at a few of the promises and I thought, you know what? What's the rush? We're going to take a few days and we're going to deal with the promises of God. And I don't mean we're going to get exclusive and cover every promise of the Old Testament, but I might be able to pull out some promises you've either haven't thought of in a while or perhaps you've never heard, but most likely a lot of them that you have, and I want to re-rehearse them in your ears and in your hearts. And I hope over the next few days as we go through the promises of God that would have been the promises that Paul mentions, I want to keep as our base Acts 26:6. We're going to look for the promise of made by God to the fathers. That's the basis of the next several days. I don't know how long it'll take, but there are several, and I'll just try to listen to the Spirit as we go along and cover this in the detail that I think he would have us to cover it, okay? Genesis chapter 22, verse 18. Genesis 22:18, the Lord says to Abraham, "In your seed all the nations of the earth shall be blessed because you have obeyed my voice." Now, when we read this, we know immediately that God is saying to Abraham, through your children, through your people, all the nations of the earth will be blessed. I want to add to that a passage from a little bit further into Genesis, chapter 26, verse 4. "I will make your descendants multiply as the stars of heaven, and give to your descendants all these lands, and in your seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed." When we get to the book of Galatians, the Apostle Paul would say, these promises were to a seed, not to seeds, as if it were many, but to one seed. And then Paul identifies the seed not as the children of Israel, but as Jesus. And he then proclaims that everyone who believes on Christ becomes Abraham's seed, which means that Christ is the focus of the promise in Genesis chapter 22 or 24. But the promise is to Israel through Christ, thus the Israel of God. So it's you and me. Everyone who has believed on Christ then becomes Abraham's seed. So you and I are a part of that promise. The reason I want to bring this out today, aside from the fact that we're emphasizing Paul's statement of promise in Acts 26:6, is to say that you and I ought to expect that God wants to use us to be a blessing to the world. That is part of the appeal of who we are as believers. It's one of the things I pray towards. I rarely pray about money, but I've learned that if I do pray about money, I pray through the lens of, "Father, help me to be a blessing. If you bless me financially, it is so that I can bless the earth. If I'm not blessed financially, how could I bless the earth financially? If I'm blessed in other areas, may I bless people that way, being a conduit by which the world can be blessed." And that was a promise. We'll see some more promises tomorrow. God bless you. We'll see you then.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.